The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
First and foremost, we're going to talk about rail connectivity. Now, I confess a little bit of self-interest here. So I got the train up yesterday because I had to be in Dublin particularly early. So I was able to get the train, but I couldn't get the train home. Why? Because the last train from Dublin to Waterford, which of course would stop in Kilkenny, it leaves Dublin at 6:35. Now, this is not about me entirely, but I would suspect 6:35 is far too early for an awful lot of people listening to this show. It strikes me as something of a hangover from some old-fashioned idea of people working 9 to 5 and then being able to make it to the train. But how many people coming up to Dublin are necessarily working those old-fashioned 9 to 5 hours? People coming up and doing office jobs, for example. I mean, if you're finishing closer to 6, as I'd imagine many of you listening to this do, you might struggle to get all the way to Houston by 6:35. And as well, it rules out the possibility of going up to Dublin and doing anything and going home. You know, like it's par for the course in other parts of the world, you know, that you could travel by train for an hour and a half into your capital city and go to the theatre or go for drinks or go for dinner with friends and then get a train home in the evening. It's par for the course right across the continent, but not in Ireland. Not on all routes. Some routes are well served. The routes to Galway, Limerick and Cork, I know people living along those routes now are going to give out, but they're better served than other routes. I mean, that Waterford route, poorly served, 6:35, the final train on that route. The same with the Wexford and Rosslare line. It's about 6:30 in the evening is the last route there. Westport, Sligo as well. Donegal, I mean, everybody listening in Donegal now is going to be getting in touch in 53106 to say they wish they had these problems. No train at all up there. Now, Irish Rail, they might say, listen, we would have later trains on all of these routes. We would be running trains 24 hours a day if the demand was there. Now, I would certainly use it, but I'm not enough. Others among you might quote that great movie, Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. 53106, the text number. Do you live along any of those routes I mentioned? That Waterford line, the Wexford Rosslare line, Westport Sligo, or maybe one of the other lines, do you think the service isn't what it should be? The trains are there, the lines are there. Is 6:30 too early to stop running those trains? 53106, the text number, at a cost of 30 cents. Peter Feeney from the group West on Track is with me. Peter, how more often would you like to see trains running on our rail lines?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, of course, we'd like to see better services. We've been suffering now across the network for the lack of rolling stock for the greater part. This has become as a result of a flip-flopping in policy over the last 50 years. You're investing in rail, then you stop. Every time we ran out of money, we stopped investing in rail. And now we're suffering the consequences of it. Irish Rail don't have enough rolling stock. That's the basic. There's more being delivered, 40 beginning this year for the intercity, 750 carriages for the Dart. That'll help. But yeah, we have this. It's an antiquated system that ends up, and it's all Dublin orientated as well. Of course, this leaves Dublin at 6:30. It's not sustainable, and it doesn't provide a service that people can use for work and for college.
Yeah, that's,
and if
that's,
you take it, it's actually worse if you're talking about.
No, I was just going to say, because I think it's a point worth making about getting to work, because I was talking there a little bit and it's my fault about people getting home from work. The other criticism people have is that often the train to Dublin, for example, and you're right, we shouldn't maybe only be talking about in the context of getting in and out of Dublin, but the train to Dublin, it doesn't get them, like some of them arriving at kind of 9:10 to 9:15. That's not much good.
Yeah, it's not much good. And if you take, let's take Sligo, first train arrives from Dublin into Sligo, and that's the only place you get a train into Sligo, 9:15. Waterford, 9:45 in the morning. Castlebar, 10:40. I mean, that's no use for anyone except casual travellers and day trippers, or if you have a business appointment in the afternoon. It's not much good if you want to get to work in the morning. So we have to look at this in the holistic way and improve all these times across the country.
Yeah, it's a service, as you say, for casual travellers rather than a service to service the economy.
Yeah, for years I went to Dublin every week on a train at leaving Athenry in Galway at 6 o'clock in the morning or 5:45, and you arrived in around 9 o'clock. And it was literally, it was like a working office the whole way through. You had legions of people all working on computers, all, you know, the silence was deafening. But it was really productive because they had 2 hours that they could work on their, and it was brilliant. And it still does. Mind you, you said if you build it, they will come. They certainly do. Athenry, small town, 4,500, 5,000 people. More people in absolute terms use Athenry station every day than either Kilkenny City or Waterford City.
And
35,000 people. We have a fairly good service, yeah.
Galway listeners, after getting in touch, to say the NTA have too much control over Éireann Road Éireann, and they're anti-rail and they have no rail expertise in their management or board. It is the NTA who are leading the opposition to revitalising the existing railway between Galway and its natural hinterland as far north as Sligo. That, like I say, from a Galway listener. Graham in Wexford is wondering what idiots decided to get rid of the Wexford Waterford Cork line and put in the greenways on that route. Yeah, the greenways are absolutely brilliant along that line, but it does mean that you can never have a train running along that line again. Maybe there might have been a different option to have them running alongside each other, yep, as opposed to one instead of the other. I mean, you're right to make the point, Peter, that we talk about it in the context of maybe the connection in and out of Dublin, because that's where all the rail lines lead. Do we need to kind of break away from that thinking as well?
We do. I mean, we see the pressures that are in Dublin. We even see the pressures this week on Dublin Airport. Perfect microcosm regional balance needs to happen, because it's not good for either Dublin or the regions that it's so imbalanced. Dublin should be more comfortable, the region should be busier. And the same goes for rail, air, every other type of development. So we have to look towards creating a counterbalance to Dublin. And we've been talking about that for a generation. We see the universities linking up, and that's really important, and hopefully that's the first step. But the connectivity is everything when you talk about linking places, and public transport is the most important, because our long association with the internal combustion engine seems to be coming to some part of an end, and we need proper public transport, sustainable, green, energy efficient public transport.
Tom is after suggesting in 5:06 that to get home to Kilkenny, I could get the 8:15 train to Carlow and then have a few pints and Wetherspoons and jump on the bus. I mean, it sounds nice for a treat, Tom. I'm not sure about doing that five days a week. Kira is on the line as well. Dr. Kira Murphy, who is a rail user in the southeast. And Kira, I understand it's not that Waterford line, it's the other southeast line. It's the Wexford Rosslare line that's problematic for you, is it?
Yeah, that's right. And I want to just echo what your other speaker said about productivity. I mean, for the most part, and I use the train quite a lot, the service is mostly positive, the good Wi-Fi connection does make it very productive to work on the train. It's comfortable and the fares are good. But I would love more frequency and flexibility on that service. At the moment, the Wexford to Dublin line, the Rosslare to Dublin line, only has 5 services a day. And it's very hard to be flexible with travel options, especially when you're connecting to other services. For example, Galway, which is a service that I would connect to most frequently as I actually work at and enjoy Galway. Galway has 10 services a day. So when I'm kind of planning my route, I don't have to worry so much about the timing on that end of the journey. But on the Dublin to Wexford line, I almost need to have a spreadsheet on the go to make sure that I'm actually going to make it on time so that I can get my final train home.
Yeah, and Kira, lots of people getting in touch, like Marie, who says my friends and family would definitely use a later train to Bagnallstown. Orla Kelly from my uncle Kenny says I would use the train, and I would have used it for the last 10 years if there was a later train home. And one listener making the point, and not the only person making the point, we don't have the population to make trains viable. And I guess the counter argument to that, and it's a point well made, but I guess the counter argument, Kira, is that we have to start planning now for the future, and if we want to live in kind of more urban, denser urban areas and less kind of one-off housing scattered around the country, now is the time to plan for that and put in that infrastructure, is it?
Absolutely. And look, I understand the population argument to a certain extent, but as your previous speaker said, we need to counterbalance kind of Dublin-only arguments. I mean, in the southeast, we're sort of cut off from each other in terms of rail. The closing of the Wexford to Waterford rail line in 2010, I remember it very well, essentially means that if I want to go from Wexford to either Waterford or Cork or Limerick on the train, I have to go to Dublin first and change over, which is just not realistic. I mean, there's a group in the southeast at the moment, Southeast on Track, that are advocating for the reopening of that line from Wexford to Waterford, you know, and it needs a very modest financial investment to be able to get to that stage. But when you think about like the new technological university of the Southeast, you think of tourism, the Southeast has closed off to itself in terms of rail, and this is a service that existed. So why are we sort of like, I suppose, in the halfpenny place down in the Southeast where we can't get to each other? I mean, you're an avid hurling fan, I believe. Wexford and Kilkenny fans spent plenty of time going back and forth between Nolan Park and Wexford Park. That's a journey that could be done by train if we could get that line back open. I mean, to me, it's just a no-brainer.
Oh, listen, I prefer not have to drive through Ballinabula and everywhere else along the way, but we have to do it at the moment. And listen, you're right, that connection between Waterford. You reminded me of a colleague of mine here who was a real dub, and you know the way some of the dubs are. They kind of think the world outside the M50 is kind of all one place. They could not get over the fact that they couldn't get from Waterford to Wexford by train, that they'd have to come all the way home for them to Dublin to get the train back down to Waterford. Alice says, I would love to use the Sligo Dublin train, but the times are not suitable. It is slow, dirty, no refreshments, and when they were cheap and nasty, and when there they are cheap and nasty but not cheap to buy. More than that, there's always one drunk and scary passenger among the well behaved. Also, there should be a connection to the airport. The speaker on the radio is right, connectivity and green futures are needed, so says Alice. Anyway, Alice, listen, thanks a million for that text, and thank you as well to Dr. Kieran Murphy, who is a rail user in the South East on that Wexford Rosslare line, and Peter Feeney from West on Track as well. And thank you to everybody who's gotten in touch so far. Keep those texts coming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.